Yeah. Y'all listening to the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, and I'm your host, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Nah, I mean, nah, I'm Shane, basically. Yo, I have my brother on the line, rap artist, cartoonist, music producer, Deacon, representing Cleveland, Ohio. But before I put him on the line, anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, listen, I'll be very grateful if anyone can make a donation, anything you want. Well, you could send me $1,000 if you want. You know what I'm saying? Right, Deacon?
Right.
Matter of fact, send my man Deacon some money too, man. Independent artist, man. Anyway, the link is Cash App, Grind Ethics, okay? Grind Ethics Cash App, okay? If you want to make a donation, follow me on Grind Ethics Twitter. Follow me, Grind Ethics Mixtape Show on Instagram, Grind Ethics Media on Instagram. Also, hit me on Grind Ethics Mixtape Show on YouTube. Subscribe to me if you're an artist in business, and I'll subscribe to you back. And not only that, but I'll promote your business three days on Instagram if you subscribe to my my Grind Ethics channel. I'll promote your business for 3 days on one of my Instagrams, and I'll also subscribe to you as well. So you don't have to put no money out your pockets. You know what I'm saying? That's a COVID-19 bartering deal. How about that?
That's a good deal right there.
Yeah, man, because there's too many slow people out here, and I'll be like, damn, you know?
Exactly.
But, yo, Deacon, man, I haven't spoke to you for years, man.
I know. It's been a minute. I'll see you out here doing...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got cut off for a second. But I see you doing your thing. I've been checking out your channel all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, man. Thank you. Last time we spoke was when I was on internet radio back in 2013. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us...
Damn, it's been that long? Shit.
2013, bro. 7 years, yep.
Damn.
Almost a decade. Yeah, man. So tell us... What's been happening to you as far as your career since then, since 2013, since the last time we spoke?
Shit, in 2013, I just released the Comic Clock Vibes first album in 2011, the end of 2011. Then in 2013, I was working on the Comic Clock Vibes full-length movie, the Comic Clock Vibes in Feverland, the animated movie that came out in 2014. Then I released the Comic Clock Vibes in Feverland mixed... original soundtrack, then I came out with a mixtape called Pills, then I came out with an EP, Ironside, then I released another album after that, Sounds Good on Paper, then I released Gork, God Only Really Knows, named after my dude, Gork, who got shot, killed over, like, literally over, like, $5, it was a shame, so I made a record dedicated to my man, and I'm about to release a new album called Today is gone, yesterday is almost over, and tomorrow's not promised. And that comes out September 5th on my mom's birthday because my mother passed. I lost my mom, yo, in June, man. June 24th, that shit, like, ripped my soul out of my heart. So it's just been pretty intense. I've just been trying to work like crazy to not, you know, stay focused on that. So, and also, we got a new, the second episode just dropped. It's The Great Adventures of Counterclockwise, the hip-hop sci-fi audio epic. It's like 13 episodes. They come out every Thursday on the Counterclockwise Patreon page first, and then Sunday everywhere else from YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, everywhere. And it's 11 episodes of that. So I've just been keeping busy, working like crazy, man.
That's good. Yo, you're the only rap artist I know, but the only recording artist in general that I know that have their own or produce their own cartoon. That's unique. And that's some ill marketing shit, too. what made you want to come up with your own cartoon or produce your own cartoon?
Been like shit, a cartoon head my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like big into cartoons, especially like later on, Adult Swim kind of cartoons and all that vibe. And I just found it like to be an ill lane where you can like, cause rap, you can only do so much in hip hop. You know, it's like kind of keeps you in the box. with the cartoon, I can still do my music. I can break out with the comedy. I can express skill and action and drama and all this kind of different kind of styles all in one. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was a cool way to go. And plus, when you're doing cartoons, you can live forever in the cartoon, you know? Homer Simpson's been the same age for over 30 years. You know what I'm saying? You can keep it going in the cartoon, because I don't understand why it's like that in hip-hop. It's like, I really hate that about hip-hop, because every other genre, they respect the elders in the music, like the Rolling Stones. They're going on like damn near 90, and they still can tour and sell out stadiums. In hip-hop, if you're like older than 13, it's like you're older than
13. He's like older than 13. You funny.
It's crazy. It's like that, man. It's like, I don't understand it. Like, it's art.
I don't understand it to the death of me. You know what it is? You got to blame it on the culture vultures, on these motherfucking white and these black Uncle Toms that basically rape the culture and telling people, especially young people, oh, if you over 30 years old, or if you 30 years old, you too old to rap, or yeah, some shit. Like, you got to blame it on them.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I hear it all the time. Oh, you're 30, you're 35, you're 40, you're still rapping. What's your problem? Dude, if you an artist, that's what you do. Like Q-Tip said it best. You would catch me in the cypher even if I didn't catch a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's just fucked up about hip-hop. But that's why I really started getting into the animation, the cartoons, the graphic novels, so I can express myself in different ways, you know?
Yo, but you notice when you talk about rap and the whole age stigma, you notice that Jay-Z and Kanye West, first of all, Kanye West is pushing 50. Right now, if Kanye West, say anything about Kanye West, if right now Kanye West put out a video or a single on YouTube right now, that shit will have like maybe 10 million views. People will love it, regardless of what age people are, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. If Jay-Z's what, over 50 now? He's 50, 51?
He's got to be 50.
But he come out with a single right now, mad people in their 20s, 30s, whatever, is going to listen to his shit. But people don't ask themselves how old Kanye West is or how old Jay-Z is. But somebody like KRS-One, or no disrespect to KRS-One, or anybody that we like from the 90s, or anybody else that came out that we like from the 90s came out with something, younger niggas would be like, oh, he's old. He's an old nigga. But they won't say that to Kanye West and Jay-Z. Yeah. But these niggas are old too.
Well, especially Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z is not that, like, KRS-One and Jay-Z age are not that far off.
Nah.
Like, Jay-Z been in the game for a minute. People don't understand.
It's because he keep reinventing himself. I think that's why.
Jay-Z didn't start popping until he was in his 30s.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's crazy. It's like, I guess it's how you do it in your persona, because my hip-hop artist, like, I'm in love with, like, MF Doom and Czarface and, you know, more abstract, you know, Wu-Tang and shit like that. Like, Alchemist. I'm like, you know, I'm all over the place, though, but I do.
Yeah, because you're not just a 90s head. That's why a lot of 1990 rappers and 1990 fans, even 1990 DJs and producers that stuck in the 90s, they're just in the 90s and they're not elevating. Because your music, when I listen to your music, I can't say your music is neither trap music or today's popular music, and is not retro boom bap or 80s music. It's just all over the place.
See, exactly. That's why I never want to be like held in a box. I just want to be free to make whatever I want. Like, this new album, my God, is like really taking it there. Like, I got like almost like a bluesy song to straight trap shit to some like gutter boom bap to some all over the map. It's like literally you don't know what kind of style is going to be next. I like music like that, man, where it's like you don't know. And plus, as an artist, you got to keep evolving. You got to keep pushing the envelope so you won't be stagnant, you know? Because I always stay hip. I'm always got my ear to the streets. I'm always listening to, like, the new hip-hop, the new artists, no matter what, because I want to know what's the new shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So as far as music production, What is your weapons? I know you got more than one weapon, but what is your weapons of choice?
Well, my main weapon is like, because I love to beat on shit, it's like my MPCs. I got an MPC 2000 XL, an MPC 500, and an MPC 60. And I got
Ooh, that's the throwback. That's why that was my first weapon of choice.
Yeah, I love beating on them MPs, and I just actually got my SP 1200 back because it was broken and I had to get it fixed. So I just got my SP 12. Plus, I still use ASR 10, but also use Cubase and Reason, Logic. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Pro Tools. Like I'm all over the map. And I've been trying to get into a lot of, like, new analog. Like, I've been trying to get, like, a lot of analog pieces, like old school tape. Like, you know, reels and, like, to get that warm sound again.
Yo, damn.
Yeah, it's like a movement going on in Cleveland. It's, like, called tape music.
A what?
Yeah, it's like a big movement where a lot of cats is like straight taking their music and then bouncing it straight down to cassette tapes. It's like all selling cassette tapes, just cassette tapes. It's going on in Cleveland and out like up in Detroit. It's called tape music. It's like one of my dudes got a label called Cleveland Tapes. And it's just all about ill tapes, putting your shit straight to tape. And it's like dope. It's like some real old school hip hop shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an ill movement going on out here. It's like all about tape music and shit.
Yo, I seen on YouTube, somewhere on Instagram, I seen somebody that have like a new version of a reel-to-reel tape deck machine. I'm like, wow, that shit look hot. That's just dope. I mean, I think it kind of caters to the digital world, but it's more analog feeling, I guess. More of that warm shit.
Yeah, that tape got that warm, especially on the bass and the 808. It's just something about that tape. Like when I pull out my old school cassette tapes and put them on, it's just like bumping. It just sounds so warm and just so, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah,
that's flavor, you know, but I'm all over the map, dude. Like, I love, like, plus I play guitar, the bass, keyboards, you know, I like play a little bit of violin. Like, I'm all about playing live instruments and shit. Like, I got, like, people, like, the next record I'm working on, I'm having, like, a lot of instruments coming in. Like, I'll have a bass player come through, and we'll jam out, a guitar player jam out, have all this shit on separate tracks, go back through, chop it up, and sample it up. That's why it's just all original music. You can't, you know what I'm saying? That's the vibe. I've been learning that, having, like, a lot. Like, I have a bass player, a keyboard player, a guitar player, a drummer. I'll be on the mic. I have the MPC. We're all set up, start jamming out my studio, and I'll have everybody on separate tracks. And then at the end of it, I'll just go back through and sample, like, oh, this is a dope bass line here. Oh, this is a dope keyboard here. Oh, let me take that guitar there. Oh, let me take this drum loop here. Then chop it all up and rearrange it and make whole albums off this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where I don't got to worry about samples and clearances. I'll just use that shit like that.
Have you ever sampled off your own music?
Oh, yeah. Tons of times. I've done that all the time. Like, I'll make a track, and I'll, like, hook it up, and I'll go back into it. Actually, I did this on this new album I'm working on. I sampled some stuff from my other album. Wait, hold on one second. Yeah, but I have been sampling a lot of my old stuff. Like, totally.
So I know you've been doing a lot of shows lately. I mean, have this whole so-called COVID-19 pandemic fucked up your plans as far as shows?
Yeah, it did kind of slow me up because I was actually about to do a tour in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, man. The first time they hooked it up, I was about to fly me out. I was going to, like, Paris, London, Amsterdam, all up the UK. I was so sorry. And when the COVID shit went down, it just kind of put a stall in everything. And I was like, damn. But it's all right. It just gave me a chance to really focus. So that's when I really started focusing on my animation shit. Because I've been not only making my own animation, I've been starring, doing voiceover acting on a lot of animated shows and animated series, doing the music. Because I'm like on this one series that came out called All That Glitters, where I play the main character. I play a mumble rapper called Naughty Boy Swanson. And he's always going to jail for fucking, like, underage white girls and shit. And it's all this crazy shit. It's really dope. It's called All That Glitters. And I'm doing a new series where I'm working on right now called In the Mind of Lars Lazarus, where I play, like, 7 different characters, and I produce music for different shows and shit, so I'm always, like, in the animation field.
Yo, that's ill, because you like an illest, you like one of the illest hip-hop marketers, next to 50 Cent, Puffy, and the rest of them niggas. I don't care how much money you have or how much money you don't have. That's, yo, you got, you think of shit and you do shit. You incorporate hip hop into different things that nobody never think about putting together. Like,
exactly, that's the hell way to vibe it, right? Because I'm like, hip hop and animation is like a dope world to combine, because you can get all your different vibes out. You can play different characters, white characters, black characters. I play all different kind of people, you know, female characters. It doesn't matter.
And like you say, don't matter how old you are, too. Nobody ain't gonna look at your age.
that's the beauty part of it, because, like, shit, you can keep this going to, like, 50. Like, my goal is to get my series picked up, because my boy, Jim Lujan, who's, like, a big animator on a lot of my projects, he just became the character designer for this Fox show called, what's it called? It's just the new Fox show that came out, it's on the tip of my tongue. He's the character designer for it. And with him picking that Fox gig up, it, like, picked up his shit. And he's got making a pilot for one of his shows, and I'm one of the main characters. And through that connection, I hooked up with this guy named John Swanson over at Fox. And with his shit, it's like he's interested in picking up my show. So what we're doing is the audio show first, and after that, we're going to get it animated. So I'm like 1 degree of the separation away from this shit. I've been working on this animation for a minute.
Yes, that's ill, man. And you about to get the big pay. You about to get the big on jackpot in the middle of a fucking recession. I mean, yeah, well, yeah, in the middle of a recession and a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Both.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people getting rich. I mean, anybody that's, like I said, anybody's listening, if you're on this doomsday, the world's going to end shit, whatever, then you're going to be that nigga who's going to be broke, okay? Or stay broke. There's a lot of money to be made right now. Like, the economy is shifted to straight digital.
Straight digital. That's why you got to get on your digital platforms, man, because you can actually come up during this time, because everybody's at home bored and they need something to look at and check out, you know?
Exactly.
It's just a fucked up time, man, but you gotta look at it different ways. I've been bugging out off this NBA, man. Have you been watching the playoffs at all?
Playoffs?
Isn't that weird to you, man? Like, in the bubble, it doesn't even seem like a real game. It's so weird to me.
Oh, you talking about the NBA still playing?
Yeah, the NBA, the playoffs
with
the NBA and shit. It's so weird to me.
I don't even know NBA. That's how much I don't watch television. I didn't know the NBA was still.
Yeah, oh, for real? Yeah, man. The playoffs is going down, dude.
No, you lying. You lying to me. Because I haven't. For real?
Yeah, and it's the bubble, because it's in this big, I think it's down in Miami, where it's like 3 courts, and all the teams stay on the property, nobody comes in and out, everybody's contained, they're right there, no family members, no nothing, just the team, the coaches, and the players, all right in this one bubble, and they just playing the same fucking arena, and they, like, say if it's a home team, they'll have the crowd, fake crowd sounds louder for the home team or whatever. It's the weirdest shit.
I've been hiding under a fucking rock. I've been hiding under a rock, man. But, yeah, man. But, yeah, my brother, thank you for being on the Grind Things Mixtape Show. Thank you for coming back on the show, man.
Oh, anytime, man. You my man. Anytime you need me on here. And I want to holler at you, dude. I don't know if you're down, but I would love to have you do a voiceover on on my show, man.
Yo, I'm down, bro. If you could do it tomorrow, I'm down.
Do is, since you got your recording equipment, I'll just send you the lines, and then you can just record it up, send it to me as an MP3 file, I put it in the show, and boom.
Oh, we could do that. We could do the damn thing. Yo.
Yeah, actually, I'll have it hooked up, man, where you'll be like a radio DJ, like a...
I'll be high, because I am...
I'm going to do that, man. I'm going
to
write it up.
You already going to typecast me. Oh, man. It's a... I can't play a drug dealer or a killer.
You know what? You can, because actually in my shit, it's all fantasy to catch talk. You can be a corrupt cop. You can be a ill politician. You can be an FBI agent. You can be whatever you want to be. If you got as many voices as you can come up with, as many characters I can for you to play.
No doubt. Yo, we got to go, because I know your phone's about to run out real quick, but you definitely, yo, holla at my man Deacon, man, on Instagram, Deacon Counterclockwise, right?
Yep, Counterclockwise with a K. That's KOUNTERCLOCKWISE.
And check out the cartoon on YouTube, man, Counterclockwise on YouTube.
The Great Adventures of Counterclockwise, the new series is up now, or you can check out my other movie, Counterclockwise in Fabulous. Go to Counterclockwise on YouTube. All our cartoons are up there. All our videos. I got over like close to 20 videos, close to like 15 different cartoons, shorts, movies, everything on there.
Okay, we out, peoples. And remember, y'all, tell a friend to tell a friend that's all about the motherfucking grind, basically.
Basically that.